Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And Ramadan Mubarak to all of the Muslims that's fasting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the Creator of everything. Brothers and sisters, we thank you for joining us today on a new episode of Optimal Health on AM360. You're with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach. We thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule. We give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you this evening and for allowing you to be here with us. We have an excellent program outlined for you today. We're going to keep sharing information from the American School of Symptometry. The American School of Symptometry, which is a teaching institution to teach those people who want to be healthy, brothers and sisters, those people who want to be healthy and who want to correct their dietary and lifestyle mistakes. We have diseases because we make mistakes. We make dietary mistakes. We make lifestyle mistakes. No one is teaching us how to live and navigate on planet Earth, on this planet. This is the reason why many of us are stuck with our diseases. So now we have a school called the American School of Symptometry. that is a teaching institution that teaches those people who want to be healthy how to help themselves to self-correct, self-protect, self-regulate, and self-perpetuate. It's all about ourselves, brothers and sisters. The Almighty has equipped them to do everything to reverse every anomaly. They know how to restore abnormalcy. They are good at it. They have atomic intelligence to figure things out. When man cannot figure things out, they can. But we must know how to take care of them. We must understand how to remove blood impurities, how to produce more oxygen, have more oxygen circulating in our blood. That's things that we have to do. And we've spoken about the rules of health, and we'll be sharing some more rules to health today. But right now, we're going to open the mic of our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. She's here to speak with us today, and she's going to be talking about to know more, a lot more, about our heart. How important is our heart? The physical heart and the heart that is unseen. How important is it to our overall health? Very, very important subject, brothers and sisters. So we'll be opening our guest mic, and then we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and start our program for today. We hope you have many questions. We'll be speaking about later in our program, since Ramadan has already started, so we won't be saying anything about preparation for Ramadan. We will be talking about beyond Ramadan. Many of us will be changing our old habit, developing new habits, and we hope and pray that you continue to keep those new habits. Do not go back to the past. Keep learning and keep improving so we all can reach the destiny. So, brothers and sisters, please do not go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back and really start our program. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guests, and this is Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health on AM 360, and also our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. She's also a certified cytometry health coach and in the master program at the American School of Cytometry. She's with us today. We have a mic open, and she's ready to get started.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We have a show for you. The show is Learning More About Your Heart. How many of us do have a heart? Without a heart, you can't live. We all do have a heart. And do we know that the heart can last for 200 years if you take good care of it? I don't think your doctor will tell you that, but you'll put a pacemaker in your heart, and you think that you're free. No, 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 no. So today we're going to share with you, as my brother said, I want to share with you the truth about your heart, what you need to do to protect it, what you need to do to make sure that it works for you every day. Because you know what? Your heart can live as long as you live. As I said, your heart is made to last 200 years. So if you die from a heart attack at the age of 50 or 60, you did something wrong. You did something wrong. And that's what we say. We're going to show you and teach you the rules of health and what you need to do to maintain a healthy heart. So as you said, everybody do have a heart. And because we do, we're going to make sure that you understand your heart. And when you do understand your heart, then you will be able to maintain it and make it healthier. And when you see the doctors, they will give you A++ because they say you're doing a good job with your heart. Okay. Well, let's start off with this. Your heart is nothing but muscle. Your heart is nothing but muscle. But you know what? We cannot divide in the heart if you have garbage and debris and other blood impurities in your heart. You know, when we talk about garbage and debris in your heart, somebody would say, what is that? That is the food that goes into your body. Every time you eat, you have debris. You have poison because you're eating some food that you're not supposed to eat. And that piles up. So let's say you were born at the age of whatever you start. You know, say at the age of 10, you start eating. That's when everything starts from the beginning. And it builds debris. And debris will continue to build up. And until you ionize that debris, your heart is not going to function healthily for you. And when we talk about ionizing it, it means that you need to clean the blood by particulate, by centimetry. And it's only centimetry that can ionize and hydrolyze your heart. The doctors will give you a pill. And that pill does not go to the root cause and ionize your heart. As a matter of fact, it's a placebo. Because whatever it is, the dirt and the debris that you have in your heart is going to be there. And until you clean it, whatever they give you, if they give you a pacemaker, the dirt is still there. And nobody is sharing this information with you. We are a teaching institution, and we want to share with you today that your heart has a lot of debris from the food and drinks that you drink, the sodas, the alcohol, the wine, and all that stuff, the food that you're not supposed to eat, but you eat, and it causes debris. And that debris will continue to build up and build up and build up. And until you ionize that, you will have problems of a slow heart. Oxygen, oh, I can walk. Oh, I can breathe. What do you think is happening? Is the food and the poison in your heart that has not been hydrolyzed or ionized with particulate from centimetry? That's the reason. They'll put a pacemaker in, but that pacemaker is not doing anything for you. The dirt is still there. They put the pacemaker on the dirt. So they put it there. You have to go back and change it or do whatever. Why the basic problem, you have a problem, is that your heart is full of dirt, full of debris. But your doctors won't tell you because they don't know. Centimetry is the only school that will teach you that. So, again, remember, the food you eat and consume make a difference in your heart. And that's why we talk about scientific eating and cooking. But anyway, whatever is in your heart is going to build up until
you clean it up with particulate, subatomic particles, or particulates and molecules for it to clean up. Let me tell you a story myself. I did my heart check about a month ago, and because I'm using the particulates, and because I'm using all the particulates to help me, they gave me an A-plus rating because my heart is functioning better, because I've cleaned my system up. The system is supposed to last me for 200 years, not 50 years, not 30 years, not 40 years. But if you don't clean up the mess, there's no difference. Cleaning is cleaning. It needs to be hydrolyzed, ionized. And the electrolytic disaster is for you to have a clean house. Until you do that, you're going to have problems. You're not going to be able to have the oxygen you need to get you through. Your blood is going to be slow, and they're going to give you nothing but an oxygen tank. You don't need an oxygen tank. You need for you to make oxygen. You need to clean up the blood so that we can help you get there. So, again, as I said, unless all blood is filthy, all of us, we have filthy blood because of the food and the drink. So, again, we all have a filthy heart, but we need to clean it up. We need to clean it up. So, anyway, until we do that, until we clean up the blood, until we clean up the impurities that you have gotten over the years, it will be jammed. That dirt and debris will be jammed. And when it's jammed, it cannot give you the force. After a while, it's going to be a problem. You cannot walk. You cannot breathe. When you sleep, you have to have an oxygen over your mouth, because you have a heart that is dirty, that needs to be clean, and nobody's telling you that. Your doctor won't tell you that because, you know what? You don't even know that. But they'll give you a pacemaker, though. Quickly, they'll give you a pacemaker. So ask yourself, why do you need a pacemaker? The only thing you do need is that you need to clean the blood first. You need to clean your heart with the debris that has been building up for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. That needs to be cleaned up. So if you don't clean your blood, if you don't hydrolyze it, ionize it with particulate and subatomic particles that will break down this thing, you're going to die in your sleep. You know, when they say people die in their sleep, oh, she died of natural causes. No, she did not die of natural causes, because his heart was not functioning properly. His heart was jammed. He never hydrolyzed or ionized it. He or she just ate everything that came on the plate and ate all the kosher food, all the fats and everything else. They did all that. But it's impacting your heart. And so when you hear people, oh, they died, oh, they, no, LA doesn't kill. It means you have not cleaned your heart. And to clean your heart is your responsibility. It is my responsibility to clean my heart. It is not your doctor's responsibility to do that. So when you can breathe, when you can walk, when you walk for a second, you have to sit down because you can't walk, something's wrong. And what is wrong is that your heart is filled with dirt. It needs to be cleaned first. And after it's clean, remember, if you're 60 years old, 70 years old, remember that debris has been in your heart for 30 years. And scintometry will help you. But remember, it's not a miracle. It's going to take a while to clean it up. But once you start cleaning up and you change your diet and you decide to change the diet and cook with the right oil and all that stuff, you will see a difference. You will see a difference. You see, I mean, when I came to Sintamina, I said, oh, what am I going to eat? There's so many food out there that you can eat to help your heart. So many. How do you cook your food? How do you cook your meat? What kind of oil are you using?
That is what we're talking about. So, yes, that heart that you have has nothing but debris, garbage, and until you hydrolyze it, you're going to have a problem walking, a problem breathing. And that oxygen tank or whatever they put under your nose so that you can breathe, because you don't have oxygen. And you know what makes you lose oxygen? Because you have poison. You have the food that you have a lot of poison in there. That is really reducing your oxygen level. So the food we eat makes a huge difference in our heart, in our lives. So, yes. So we talked about, you know, so heart is supposed to last for 200 years. So if you're 60 years old and you can't breathe, there's something wrong and you need to ask yourself. And remember, the health, our health belongs to no one but to you. And it starts with the mind. If your mind is telling you that there's something wrong, follow that intuition and come to Centometry because we will help you to get out of there. So health starts with the mind. It's not the doctor. The doctor do not. They don't even know what's going on. They don't know your body. You know your body. You know the kind of food you're putting in your body. The doctor don't even ask you what kind of food have you been eating. The food and the drink that you put in your body makes a difference. And again, if it's dirty, it needs to be cleaned. And if you don't clean it, your heart will slow down and you will have less energy. You can walk, you can breathe, and it will give you an oxygen tank. And that is not what it's supposed to be doing. So we talk about that. If you have, you know, like you have bacteria attack or fungal or microbial attack, you know, basically, the food we eat, if we don't clean them properly, because plants do have a lot of microbes on them, and if you don't clean it properly, you will swallow that thing and it will go into your body, and you will have a problem. Again, that can hurt your heart. Okay. The other thing is that if you don't take care of your heart, nobody will. Why? Because if you don't take care of your heart, it will affect your lungs, it will affect your kidneys, it will affect your liver, it will affect your thyroid, and because the human body is interdependent and interrelated. If you have a problem here and you don't take care of it, the other problem will come because the human body is interconnected. So again, I'm advising you that if you can't walk, you can't breathe, it's because of the food you're eating. If the food you're eating has given you debris. It has given you a lot of dirt in your heart. And you need, the only way to clean it up is scientific. Basically, the particulate that we have to hydrolyze, ionize, electrolytic disassociation, and the particles that we have, particulate, will help you, and the molecules. It will clean your heart. Again, it will take time because you might be experiencing this for years. But if you have patience, we'll get you there. We'll get you there. But I want you to know that the food that we eat is what is causing the debris. And until we clean it up, your heart will be slow. Your heart will not function as much as it should be. Okay. So what happened? So we talk about having a healthy heart. Okay. Again, if you have a healthy heart, you should also have something called sulfur 60. And that toxin and poison eliminate sulfur 60. Okay? And again, when you people say, where's the toxin? The toxin is in the food. It is in the apple that you have that you just don't clean up and it goes straight into your mouth. The apple that might have worm in it that you didn't even open up or even clean it up, and once you know, all these lifestyle, you have to make a change. You have to make a lifestyle change. because you can't continue to follow the same mistake that our parents did, that our mothers did, our fathers did. You have to change. You have to say, I want to live better. I want to be healthy. Health starts in the mind. And it is bestowed on people who align their mind with the needs of the self. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be around. Because you're going to have diseases, you're going to have symptoms and all that stuff because you're eating the wrong food, you're cooking not cooking right, and you're cooking with saturated fat, olive oil, all that stuff. You need to know that you need to change, and change comes by knowing about what to do and willing to make the change, willing to make the lifestyle change, the food changes, not just the same, but to make sure you cook them properly so that you get rid of the toxins and the poisons that are with a lot of food. The processed foods, a lot of foods have processed foods. Those processed foods have nothing but poison in them. So you need to make a change, okay? So if you want to continue to live, you need to keep on cleaning up, ionizing your blood impurities that is in your blood. And that will help you, it will help you so that you'll be able to live longer, because once you start cleaning up the heart and everything else, your blood will flow, because our blood is supposed to flow at the speed of light. 185 miles per second. So your heart should be moving fast. So if your heart is not moving fast, then your heart is definitely clogged. It is dirty, and it needs to be really cleaned up. So we talked about that, and let me also tell you that having a pacemaker in your heart doesn't mean that you're home free. You have the pacemaker. It will help regulate your blood. But you know what? The dirt that you have in your heart is still there. The pacemaker is being put on top of the dirt. So that's why people have to go back and have it changed and all that stuff, because they never get to the bottom of the problem. And the problem is that you need to clean the heart. You need to clean it, all the time with enzyme that we do have that will help you, because your body cannot function without enzymes. And we have them, and will help you when you hydrolyze and ionize your blood. It will help you do that. So how are we going to do about our heart? How important is it for you and for you as an individual to know that your heart does so many things that we need to take care of it? Okay? Why is it that people have a healthy heart when the brain is malfunctioning? Why would it happen when you have a hurt in your brain? Your brain should not be malfunctioning. If you have a healthy heart, your brain should be functioning all right. Because what it is that they do not emphasize the poison that in a person's cardiac muscle and heart valves and heart chambers are all full of blood impurity. And again, that needs to be removed. And until you remove it, our heart is going to slow down. You're going to have, heart attacks and all that stuff, and people don't understand why you have a heart attack. It's all the food and the consumption of food and the beverages and the cooking oil, the way you cook your food, all has to do with it. Because remember, food is a double-edged sword. It can nourish you. It can also kill you. And until you know how to live and cook scientifically, you're going to be eating all the food, and it will poison your heart. Okay, so why is it that cardiologists, you know, they cannot do anything when you have garbage in your heart? Why is it that they can't do anything about it? Because that is not their territory. They don't clean your heart. They don't hydrolyze your heart, ionize your heart. You know, they don't do that. That is the job of symptometry. Symptometry signs, we do have the particulate to help you ionize, hydrolyze, and oxidize your heart basically for you. And so all they have to do is they will put a pacemaker in there, and that's it. But that is not the solution. For you to be able to live a long life, you have to maintain your heart by, again, cleaning it up, because the food we eat pollutes our heart, okay? And unless we remove the blockages, I mean, what happened is that this, you know, debris, it becomes blockages, it becomes jammed. And unless you remove it, your heart isn't going anywhere. You're going to have issues after issues. People have pacemaker on and they have issues after issue. Ask yourself, why do I have a pacemaker and I still have issues? Because the underlying problems were not fixed. They just put the pacemaker on top of the dirt that have been accumulating in your heart. So you need to come to symptometry where we'll help you, basically help you ionize and hydrolyze with particulates and stuff for you to do that. Okay? So all I'm asking you to do is that ask questions. If, you know, you have questions, ask questions. Call Brother Tahid. We do have the solution to you not being able to breathe. You know, as soon as you walk for 2 seconds, you have to sit down. Or when you go to bed, you can't sleep properly because your heart is just pumping and everything else and you don't know what to do. There is a solution. And the solution is not surgery. The solution is cleaning the dirt that have been building up for 20 years, 30 years. And if you can clean that dirt, you can bring your heart back to normality. Everything can be reversed. Everything in our heart can be, in our body can be reversed. But you should be willing to do what it takes. You need to have the patience to do what it takes, which means that you have to change your dietary situation, you know, cooking with the right oil and making sure that you not eating a lot of fat, making sure your food, your meat are cooked, you know, not 2 hours, but 12 hours per we ask, because there's a reason for that. And making sure that, you know what, you clean your plants and everything else well before it goes into your stomach. So these are some of the things that, you know, you can do to maintain the heart. But the solution of dirty heart, dirty debris in our heart, we have the solution in symptometry. And so it's not that, you know, you have to, you're born and then you come here and you eat and you go to the bathroom and all that stuff. No, that's no life. You eat, cook scientifically. Listen, you know, cook scientifically and eat scientifically. And when you do, you find that, you know what, you are healthier. You know, you don't have a lot of issues. And when you go to the doctors, you are in control of the conversation because you're doing something about your heart. So I will I have other things that I want to share with you. Again, you have, if you do not ionize, hydrolyze your heart, you will have other things like heart inflammation, okay? That needs to be taken care of. People have hardened members. Okay, you know, people, you know, they have high murmur. Can you know? How do you fix that? You know, the doctor they can't do anything for you. They'll give you a pill. It will go away for a month or so, and it will come right back. So you know, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to be in charge of ourselves, of our heart, and whatever we did 20 years ago, we can change it if you are willing, again, to clean the heart up, hydrolyze, ionize, and making sure that we are eating right and eating the right food and all this stuff, it will help you. But if you decide not to change your lifestyle, you do the same thing, but even if we give you the solution and you go back eating the same food and stuff, you will come right back because lifestyle needs to change. As I said, health begins with the mind. Once you decide that you're going to change your habit, then that should be the habit that you live with for the rest of your life. You can't go back and forth. It has to be persistent. It has to be done on a daily basis. Okay, so can the chiropractors and physicians, can they ionize, your heart? No, they cannot, because only scintigraphy do have the way to ionize and hydrolyze and oxidation. Okay, checking blood pressure and all that stuff, underlying cause. What's the reason that you have a blood pressure problem? Did they tell you or did they give you a pill to take? Okay? Again, you have an underlying cause that needs to be repaired. Again, your heart needs to be hydrolyzed and ionized. Okay? So those are the kind of things that I want to share with you. Again, the only place that can help you so that you can have a healthy heart and live to be 100 or 110, because our heart can go as long as 200 years. And if you maintain it from the beginning, and even if you have issues and you start maintaining it and making sure that you clean it up with scintigraphy, particulates, and molecules, the enzymes will help you get there. Because you know what? All of us can have a healthy heart. But you want to work hard to get there. It doesn't just happen. You have to do your part in order for you to be healthy. The doctors can write your prescription, but you have to do your part. And your part is making sure that when you run your tests and you have issues, you come to scintigraphy and ask scintigraphy, this is what I have. What can I do to help? What can you do to help me? And we will help you, because scintigraphy science is to bring you back where it's supposed to be, not with surgery and everything else, but restore your health to where it's supposed to be. Because we believe in health, not medicine. Health, not medicine. So, Brother Saheed, I just want to know if you want to add anything to this. Please do so. And anybody have any questions?
Ms. Rita, you did an excellent job. That's a lot of information. I'm sure we should have some questions, so we're going to open the line for anyone that have a question about having a healthy heart and what does it take. Our guest talked about the heart being made of all muscle. It is all muscle, and we should understand what that means. Our heart represents the pushing force and energy is how our body operates. So our heart must be strong with a lot of pushing force. If the heart becomes weaker and you don't know what to do, those blood impurities must be removed. See, what happens is, even though our heart pumps the blood is filled with many impurities for most people because we eat food, we breathe the air, we drink water, and there's health disruptors and poison in all of those things, all three of those things I just mentioned. And if you don't remove these things from your body, then they're going to find their way into the blood. In order for the blood to keep flowing, our body would absorb those blood impurities The heart will absorb blood and purity. The lungs will absorb blood and purity. The kidneys will absorb blood and purity. The liver will absorb blood and purity because the blood must flow. In order for it to flow, these organs, a membrane, will absorb the blood impurity if you don't remove it. If you don't remove it, that's your responsibility. It is your body, and you are responsible for taking care of it. And we take care of ourselves. We take care of the blood impurities, eliminating them by removing them. And we take care of our DNA. We protect our DNA. We can just keep living and keep living and keep living on this planet, brother and sister. A disease we shouldn't have. Disease or abnormalcy, anomaly, meaning it's not normal. Health is normalcy, and a disease is abnormalcy. I hope you get the message. So if anyone have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We open your mic. Well, our guest is still here, and she spoke a lot about how to have a healthy heart. We must produce the 8 muscle protein to have a healthy heart. Since our heart is all muscle, there's 8 muscle protein. You go to the doctor, he never would mention these. He never would mention the 8 muscle protein. Are you eating the food that will help your cell to produce the 8 muscle protein, those fibroblasts that replace everything in our body, the fibroblasts, to produce the 8 muscle protein? Or are you eating the right foods? No, you're not. Are you cooking the food scientifically? Are you removing wax off the apple before you eat it? You're not doing these things. Are we eating unpillable fruits that's filled with parasites, worms, protozoa, that have fungus, mold on them? You don't see these things. They're invisible. That's the invisible world that's around us, that's around us. We don't see these things. Before you can put the food into your mouth, the microbes have already engulfed it. Then you still eat it because you don't see them. It is our responsibility to remove the toxic that those things produce. If not, it'll be found in your heart. And if you have a weak heart, sooner or later, it won't be long, the other organ will become weak. How do you strengthen your heart? By replacing the 8 muscle protein, by reducing the 8 muscle protein, by producing the 8 muscle protein. This is how you do that. Ms. Rita mentioned the sulfur 60. So the fibroblast will have what it needs to produce the 8 muscle protein and also the protection for our heart called allotoxin. Why you don't know this information? Because there's no school that you can go to teach you about how to have a healthy heart but the American School of Symptomatology. There's no other school that you can go to teach you how to cook your food scientifically, how to select the food scientifically. All of these things have all to do with our health, brothers and sisters. So if you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. This is a very, very important discussion because it is our heart that represents the pushing force. The blood must move at the speed of light in order for the cells to be nourished. If the cells are malnourished, they cannot produce anything to help us. If our cells are filled with garbage, sludge, concretion, blood impurities, it will cause the blood circulation to be slowed down. We're making it very plain. A 3-year-old can understand what we're saying here. If these blood impurities are found in our blood, the blood will move slower. It must move at the speed of light in order for the cell to be nourished from the food that you're eating. That is the purpose for eating, to nourish the cell. Over 200 different types of cells in the human body, 75 to 100 trillion of them. If the cells are not nourished, they cannot do anything to help us. It is our cells that produce all of the essential to maintain normalcy. So if you have a question for our guest, please just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. You got to have a question. All the information that she shared. And you should want to know more about our heart. This is the topic. To know more about your heart. Things that your doctor would not share with you. Share with us. This is very important, brother and sister. Ms. Rita mentioned that our heart should last at least 200 years. At least 200 years. If we knew, if we had the knowledge to take care of it. If we had the knowledge to take care of our lungs, take care of our kidneys, take care of our liver. We could just keep living and keep living and keep living. The Almighty Source Creator has placed everything within us to reverse every anomaly, to put things back to normalcy, to maintain normalcy. It is up to us to learn how our body functions. We should turn inside, inward, to have our question answered. And this is what symptometry, the symptometric science called symptometry, has done. So, brother and sister, once again, if you have a question, just press 1 on your mic and we'll open it. Ms. Rita, doesn't seem like no one want to take you up on a question.
Well, I'm really surprised because the heart is so
You did an excellent job.
You
Maybe you answered all
the
questions.
Really can function. And I see a lot of people walking with, you know,
oxygen tank,
or they have things on their mouth and they can't breathe. And you ask them why. They say, well, I can't breathe. You know what? It's because your heart is full of poison and full, it's too much debris and it needs to be cleaned up. Just won't do that because they don't know themselves. And symptometry is there. Symptometry science will help you clean it up for you so that you don't need an oxygen tank. So that you can live better. And again, we are here to help you learn to live longer. But it has to come from you. You have to want to make the change. It requires some dietary change. It requires some lifestyle change. Yes. But it's worth it. It is worth it, though. Because when you don't have the symptoms and the diseases, it's worth it. And again, I can use myself, you know, not that I'm a sick person, but, symptoms have opened my eyes for me to see that I can take care of my lungs, my kidneys, my heart, my liver, all that, so that I can have a healthy, fulfilling life. But I have to make some lifestyle changes. I changed my diet. I have to stop cooking with olive oil, which one before I came to symptometry, that's what I was cooking. I was told that it's the best oil because it's expensive. But it's not true. We have canola that will do better because it's polyunsaturated and less fat in it. And I've been using it ever since. So you can make some lifestyle changes. You can clean that apple that you buy from the grocery store, whether it's, they said it's organic. You know, organic means and unorganic. Organic means that it wasn't sprayed with pesticides. That's all it is. But it still have, it can have the worm inside. It can have a poison stuck to the skin of the apple that you're going to just bite and get into your stomach. And people saying, I don't know why. I just ate. My stomach is aching. Well, how did you clean your food? How are you cooking your food? Again, it's all a lifestyle and willing to change. And we're here, symptometry science is here to help you live better and longer. But it has to come from you because you have to make the decision that I want to change. I don't want to follow the same lifestyle like my mom and dad. I want to change so that my life can be, my heart, my life can be, my health can be better. So, I mean, we're here, but the heart is such a big topic. I thought we all need, because I see so many people walking around with oxygen tanks, and I'm going, what is going on here? We need to have you in symptometry, because symptometry can open your eyes for you to do that. You don't need to be walking around with that tank.
You know, it just is so heavy. Some of them is heavier than the person themselves, and they're dragging the tank around. So I'm here to, you know, help you because, and Brother Saheed, we just want to help you because the solution is right here with Scintometry Science. And I'm a testament for that, really.
Yes, Mrs. Reeder, the people have those oxygen tanks. They think they're getting the right oxygen. Even the oxygen in that tank is not, it's not the oxygen that's going to help the heart. It's not the oxygen that's going to help to the lungs. The cells of our body cannot even use that oxygen. It's just going to keep the person breathing. That's what it does. That's all that it does. It does not remove garbage from the cells. None of these things.
No. So the oxygen tank is, as I said, it's a placebo. It doesn't get to the root cause of why you can breathe. What is it? Something happened. Why can't you breathe? What kind of food have you been eating? That debris have been building up. That's the story I'm told. The build has been building up for a long, long, long time, and it needs to be cleaned up. Just like anything else, if you don't clean it up, it's dirty and get dirtier and dirtier. And before you know it, people have a heart attack or whatever. And you go, oh, what happened? Well, it's there. And of course they will put something, a pacemaker in your heart, because that's surgery. But do you really need a pacemaker?
People have the valve of their heart replaced, but it doesn't remove the garbage.
Exactly.
The garbage. the debris, the inflammation, the inflammatory debris. These are the things that cause the problem to the heart.
The 7-muscle protein, our heart, you know, is full of muscle, and it needs to be maintained. So, I mean,
absolutely.
I hope that people can really understand that the heart, you need your organs, and they are all interdependent and interrelated. If you don't take care of your heart, you might have problem with your kidneys. You might have problem with your liver. You might have problem with your lungs, because they work together.
They all work
and
together.
So
absolutely.
They all work together. It's not isolation. But your heart is, you know, it's the pushing force. It's hard. You need a heart to live.
If you don't have a strong, healthy heart, the blood is not going to flow at the right speed. So many cells will not be nourished. Many cells will not have the energy to carry out their responsibility. And their responsibility is keeping us healthy. In order for them to do that, they must take the nutrients and the resources that we consume to produce energy, to produce enzyme. And they will produce fewer and fewer enzyme and have less and less energy. The person would be losing energy. So we're sharing with you how to produce more energy. We must produce 12 times the energy that we use. Otherwise, we'd be on an energy deficit. That deficit means at some point in time, you're going to run out of it. And the moment you run out of energy, well, we know. I've said it enough times.
That's our expiration date.
Absolutely. That's the date that we expire.
Exactly.
Very important.
Lose your energy, you expire, and that's it. And, you know, people say, oh, he was here a minute ago, she's gone. Well, what happened? Something is going on in your body that you were not aware of.
Yeah, the doctor would say he or she died of natural causes. No, it wasn't natural causes. They didn't do their responsibility to take care of the needs of their cells. They didn't remove the garbage. They didn't remove the debris. They didn't remove the inflammation. They didn't do these things when they had a way to do it. We now have a way to do it. We have the knowledge and the way to do it, brother and sister. That's what we're speaking about. Health and disease starts in the person's mind. It's the mindset. You have to want to be healthy. You have to want to correct our mistakes. No one can force you to do anything. plenty of food to eat, but most of it have too many health disruptors. Food is a double-edged sword. Mrs. Rita pointed that out again. Food is a double-edged sword. We are sick because we have to eat food, because we're not being taught what happens, what we must do after eating the food. That's the problem. We don't know what to do after eating. We think we just eat food, and that produces energy, and we go to the bathroom and drink some water, and we're supposed to be healthy. No, 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 no. It takes a lot more than that. A lot more. We must be knowledgeable on how cells operate, how to nourish them, how to keep them clean, how to protect them, how to protect our DNA. There's a lot we must learn, brothers and sisters. First thing we must learn is not to repeat the mistakes of our parent and grandparent. We now have scientific verifiable information as to how to maintain and keep our health and keep living, getting smarter and smarter, making better decisions. That's what the life is about, for us to reach our fullest potential. That's it. That's what the life is about. That's why we were sent here. We're making too many mistakes because we don't know better. Now we have a school that can teach us these basic things, how the human body operates, how to keep it healthy, how to keep it clean inside and outside. There'll be a lot of sludge if you don't ironize the body in decades. And many people, they don't know about ironization, how to clean up the inside, how debris turn into sludge covering the cells. How can the cell get nutrients and resources if they're covered with debris and sludge and garbage? Just imagine that. Then the organs is going to be malfunctioning. So many people on dialysis because they didn't remove the garbage from their kidney. It's the same thing. Our organ will absorb the garbage to keep it out of the blood so the blood can flow. So now the organs are filled with what? Garbage. How do you remove it? Ms. Rita already shared that information. We use subatomic particles, Hahnemannian products that have been around for the 1800s. But no one told you about them. No one told us about them. This is classified information that we're sharing with you. Classified. Because we entered the American School of Symptomology. Now we know, and we're sharing it on this program. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, much of the information that we're sharing, your doctor's not even trained in this regard. They're not taught this. Because if they did, they wouldn't be paid $150,000 for a transplant, heart transplant.
Exactly.
It's about business. That's why you don't know about these things. It's business for you not to know. So, brother and sister, if you have a question, we'd like to get one person to ask the question before I guess have to leave. Then you'd be stuck with me. And I'll be sharing even more information.
Our heart is so important that, you know, we need to take advantage of the resources of symptometry.
Yes.
For you to really know that your heart has debris and calculi and, you know, it has all kinds of debris in there that jam everything. And until you clean it up in a simple month's time by, you know, the particulate that we have, you're not going to be able to have a healthy heart. You're going to have problems. And, you know, people, you know, get a heart attack. or whatever. They, you know, they have a stroke. What did that, you know, what do you think came from? You know, I mean, it is a reason why you have a heart attack.
Yes.
But as soon as you do have a heart attack, what you're going to do, they're going to put some pacemaker or something in your heart. But they're not knowing that your heart, the ventricles and everything has been blocked.
Absolutely.
And that needs to be cleaned. If you don't clean that thing, I don't care how many stents or whatever they put in your heart is going to, you're going to go back over and over again, and you say, why am I doing this? I've seen people that have gone to change it 3 or 4 times. Something's
yes,
wrong with
because they didn't modify their diet. That's right.
Don't modify
your diet. You keep eating the same food.
You have to change. You have to, your lifetime, you have to have a lifestyle change. And the food that you're eating, you need to modify it. Saturated fat will kill you. But they won't tell you that. Saturated, you know, people, you know, we're walking around with heavy, we are heavy because we eating the wrong food and cooking with the wrong oil. You know, coconut oil, you know, palm oil, all these, you know, all these oils, coconut oil, they're not good for the heart.
Absolutely not.
But they're selling it because they said it's good. Television said, oh, this is good for you. Look on the bottle and see how your fat content. Take a canola and put olive oil and put it side by side and see the fat content. That should open your eyes wide. It did, mine.
Mine too.
Okay, so.
You do that freezer test. That opened my eyes.
Exactly. The freezer test, when you put the oil in the freezer for 8 hours and it comes in, you know, frozen. That's what you're going to do to your heart.
Frozen solid.
Exactly. That's how your heart is going, and you keep using the same oil over and over and expect a different result. I just hope that, you know, Centometry is here. We're a teaching institution. We want people to enroll so that they'll learn more about these things, so that they can have a healthy heart and a healthy life, because, you know, nothing is beautiful when you don't have diseases or symptoms and everything else, because you know that you're cooking right, you're eating right, and doing all the things that you're supposed to do. You modify your diet and wash your vegetables the way they're supposed to be washed. Your apples, if you do, you eat them, supposed to be washed and all that stuff. So we're here. We're here as a resource, and we're here as a school, and we want to make sure that you're aware of it, and to change your lifestyle to live healthier and better. So.
That's an excellent job, Ms. Rita, that you did. We certainly appreciate you sharing all of that information about how to have a healthy heart, to learn more about our heart. People should have all kind of questions, but I guess you made it real clear and plain, so they don't have any questions.
I guess everybody if you have any questions, call Brother Saheed, because he will definitely get you to Centometry and, you know, consultation and all this stuff, because our heart is everything, really.
It's
it
paramount
is
to our health.
Our health.
It's
our
paramount
heart
to our health. Yes.
You know, without a good heart, there's a lot of issues you're going to have to deal with.
Exactly.
And
many cells will not be nourished without a healthy heart.
Exactly. Many cells. So, Brother Saheed, assalamu alaykum. Ramadan
well,
to everyone.
Well, Mr. Rita, we certainly appreciate you joining us today and during the month of Ramadan. We're trying to share as much information with people as possible, so when Ramadan is over, they will continue to be healthy, much more healthy than they were last year. Much more healthy
exactly.
than they were last year.
Well, next week
this is
our
mission.
About, oh, Next week, we'll be talking about salt, the salt saga. We'll be talking about salt. So next week will be salt situation. So thank you, everyone.
Excellent.
And thank you, everyone. Happy Ramadan to every one of you. And Barakatuh Sahih. Assalamu alaikum. Bye-bye.
Alaykum. Thank you so very much, Mrs. Rita, for joining us today. That was our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. And we have a hand raised as she's exiting.
I'll be here to answer.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and open her mic. 111. Thank you for joining us today.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. I just wanted to give the greetings before Ms. Rita left. Just getting home. I've been at the discount store getting some items that I needed, so I'm just not getting home.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Listen to the tape. We talk about the heart today, and hopefully you get a lot out of it.
Yes, I'm going to turn it back. I'll turn it on because it's on my computer, I think. I know the link, so I can hear from the beginning.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak, and I'm glad that you came, and have a good week. We'll talk next week. We'll talk about salt. We're cooking sake of salt. We'll talk about salt next week, okay?
Excellent.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We certainly appreciate you joining us today. You have an excellent evening. Thank you so very much. Mr. Amina, do you have another question?
No, not now.
Okay. If you have a question, well, we got about another hour to go. So if you have a question, just press 1 on your line, then we'll open it. And we certainly thank
All
you
right.
for coming on. We'll give the greeting to Mrs. Rita. We certainly appreciate that very much. Thank you. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. So please do not go anywhere. We have plenty of time left. Matter of fact, if you would just call someone to have them to join us, it would be most appreciative. And we still have plenty of information that we're going to be sharing about some things that we can do during the month of Ramadan and beyond Ramadan. And also we're going to talk about or mention some more health rules to health. How are you going to win the game of life if we don't know the rules to health? This is very, very important. So, brothers and sisters, please do not go anywhere at all. Take a moment to call someone, call a friend or relative or associate to join us today on Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the Land of Plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host, and also your certified symptometry health coach. And this is Optimal Health on AM 360. We thank you again for joining us. And we're going to continue. We also like to share with our audience that please join us tomorrow on AM 360 for the Quranic Juice schedule reading, all during the month of Ramadan, brother and sister. And that starting time is 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time until around 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Please do not miss it. That's every day during the month of Ramadan. We thank you so very much for joining us. The same call-in number or in effect. So just call the number and you can experience the reading each day during the month of Ramadan. Thank you so very much for joining us. Brother and sister, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemicals to which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells' behavior and their structure in the following three ways. Brother and sister, our heart is made of heart cells. Think about it. It is our cells that produce and do everything for us. If we take care of them, they will take care of our health. If our heart is made of cells, it will take care of these cells, remove the toxin and the poison from them, remove the health disruptor from them, and nourish them properly. And our heart cell will produce everything to keep our heart healthy. This is how it works, brother and sister. Our cell will produce everything to keep the heart healthy if we do our part. If we do our part. So we go on to that hand raise. We have a question. A hand raise. 708-288. Your mic is open. I think I recognize that number. Thank you for joining us on AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Well, I got the problem. This event, how you doing? Thank
I'm
you
good.
For joining
good.
Us
Thank
during
you.
The month of Ramadan. Many of the Muslims are fasting all over the world. So this is excellent time to
wonderful.
Talk about food, to talk about what not to eat and what to eat, and how to take care of our organs and take care of our cells and how to protect them. So this is an excellent time, and that's why we're trying to take advantage of it to share more information with people, so they can be healthier and stronger and more bigger and vibrant and more resistant
yes.
to all these microbes that we're exposed to, the viruses, the bacteria,
oh,
the fungus,
yeah.
the mold.
oh,
They're
yeah.
after us,
yeah.
Mr. Bet. And too many people don't know what to do. You know, those fungus, those microbes, their aim is to go straight to our heart and embed themselves in our heart. These are the things that make our heart weak.
Yes.
And that's what the
yes,
topic today, know more about the heart, how to have a healthy heart, and how to remove the inflammation from the heart, how to remove the garbage, the sludge, the debris from the heart. So this is what we've been sharing. Ms. Rita was here. She did an excellent job sharing the information about know more about the heart.
Great.
So
great.
This is an excellent time to do it. We thank you for joining us today. And any information that you'd like to share with our audience, you know, you have the mic.
Yes, thank you, thank you. My name is Yvette, and I am a certified symptometry health coach. I also studied at the American School of Symptometry because I wanted to learn more about my health. I wanted to know why the body gets sick and how does it get sick and, like, what is my part in playing in the body gets sick? I mean, we just don't get sick just to get sick. I have to play a part in it, you know. So I was curious you know, and that curiosity brought me to the American School of Symptometry, because that was the only school that is willing to teach the true meaning of health. So this is why I joined, and still is. I take specialty courses. Every course that they put out, I'm taking it because I want to be knowledgeable when I go to doctor visits, when I cook my food, when I eat my food. I need to be knowledgeable on what I'm doing so I can help myself stay healthier. Because at the American School of Symptometry, until I went there, I didn't even know we had bacteria and viruses and worms and protozoa in our body. I'm like, a worm? What? How did I get worms in there? You know, I didn't know a lot about myself, about my health, about this human body that is holding my spirit and soul and everything. I didn't know nothing about it. I thought, like I heard earlier, that we just eat, sleep, drink, and use the bathroom. I mean, that's all I thought that we did, you know. But then I see people in hospitals. I'm like, why are people sick? And why are people not sick? Why are they healthy and they're sick? What's going on? You know, why? So I know people who have heart failure. And I was like, you know, in the past I would be like, man, how did a person get heart failure? Like, their heart just weakened? What happened? Did they take something? I know they wasn't born like that. You know, I mean, at least we don't know. But you wonder why people get heart failure, you know, and I had no idea until I went to the American School of Symptometry, until I studied at the American School of Symptometry. You know, because the heart, man, it does so much. So much. Like if you got swelling on your feet, for example, you know that's the heart getting weak, swelling on your legs, your ankles, you know, your arm, everything is swelling, has something to do with your heart. So you're right, you should get that checked out. But they only can do, other therapeutics can only, what should I say, medical, can only do so much what they were taught, right, from their schools. So they only can do so much, and they have to follow their rules, their protocol. No matter if they know different, they still have to do that, you know, which is okay. But then when they send you to a specialist because they can't do it, certain things, like a doctor can't figure out, why is this person's potassium is leaking? A regular doctor can't figure that out, but they'll send you to a kidney doctor who might can figure it out. So symptometry is like something like a specialist, okay? But we deal with the cells, okay, for cellular health. So one day we're going to be a referral to a specialty, right, to continue the health that the medical doctors provide. We will continue and make you even better. Okay, they're there for emergency, you know, oh my goodness, you know, I need to go to the doctor, something wrong. They're there for that, right? But once they get you stabilized and say, hey, you know, we did all we can do, you can go home, you know, then you call symptometry. Because for some reason, you still ain't feeling quite right, right? You're still not feeling quite right. So, you know, you can go to symptometry and get cellular health, which is then, you know, putting you on the right path to feeling better, healing better, because cellular health also includes changing the way you eat, giving you knowledge. Symptometry is not just going to give you, you know, their health package. They're going to give you knowledge behind their health package so we can change, you know, the ways that we have been doing. I know I have. I mean, I've changed so much. It's like a whirlwind of difference because I never knew. And what you don't know can harm you. But you have to seek it. See, you have to seek this knowledge. You can't just depend on others to take care of you. I sought it because I was tired of going to the hospital for my health condition. You know, I'm like, well, I'm not getting any answers. I'm just getting prescriptions, but I'm not getting no answers. I need answers. Like, why is this happening to me? Like, what could I have done? Oh, well, it could be genetic or hereditary, or is what about how many people in your family has this and that? That's the first thing they say. How many people in your family has this? How many people in your family has that? Or is this one in the family? But that's not answering my question. My question is, how did this happen? Not, did my grandmother have it or my sister have it? How did I get it? I know from the American School of Symptometry that genes does not cause diseases. I know that. So what is it? I always leave the doctor's office baffled more than when I came in. Go figure.
I know that's right. Right. Amazing. Amazing.
So,
and I'm sure we all feel the same way, Miss Yvette. We all feel the same way. You go to the doctor,
yeah,
get some answers. Well, you end up with pills, pharmaceutical, drugs,
right,
or suggestion to have some surgery done. None of those things correct the problem, the mistakes that I'm making. I want to know what mistake did I make to get this. To get this abscess, to get this growth on me, to get this tumor, what do I need,
right,
to stop doing? No one would tell you.
Nope.
What food am I eating that correlate with what I have? No one would tell you.
Nope. No, they won't. But there are main foods that definitely that you need to stay away from. If you can't stay away from nothing else, at least stay away from the main food.
The main food, yeah.
The main problems in a person.
The main
problem
food.
Especially if you eat
them
all the time, every day. Right.
Yeah.
There's foods that you eating that gives you all kind of carcinogens and you don't even know about it. But there's food that you eat every day that is putting carcinogens in your body every day. And what is a carcinogen? A carcinogen is what causes cancer.
Yes.
And it's
and
so many carcinogens in foods, and we're eating it and don't even know it. Unfortunately, we're feeding our kids it and don't even know it. Every time we go to a place that's not cooked at home, we're exposing our kids and ourselves to carcinogens, believe it or not.
That's right. This is
what you learn at the American School of Symptometry. Okay, what foods have carcinogens in them? And over time, if you eat all them carcinogens, about time you hit 50, 60, some people got it at 25.
Yes.
Some babies got it. How did babies get cancer? How? Something, somebody or something exposed them to that. But at least we know what it is now, Mr. Shaheed. At least we know what it
is. Yes, we do.
Now.
And how to avoid these things.
We know how to avoid carcinogens.
Right.
We know how to cook our foods to avoid carcinogens. We know all this. And we
want
to spread the word. We're here on the radio show to spread the word. So if you would like to take heed and, you know, take some notes or jot down some phone numbers and websites and get started on your journey, you will be a better person for you and your loved ones.
And your family, yes. Absolutely.
So I
just want to repeat, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and you have 2 certified symptometry health coaches. Between us both, we can answer your question. So just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic if you have a question. Even if you have a comment to make, we allow you to make a comment. We're on AM360. The program is called Optima Health. Optima Health. We have 2 certified symptometry health coaches. that have attended the American School of Symptometry. We're both in the master program, soon will be in the doctoral program at the American School of Symptometry.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing,
yes.
The information,
yes.
Ms. Yvette, that we've been taught and that we now know,
yes.
That we didn't know before coming to symptometry. We didn't know, didn't have a clue.
Yes.
And we all had issues. We all had diseases, but at least we wanted to know why. What happened to us?
Yes.
What mistakes did
what
we
happened?
Make? What do we need
what
to
we
do to make sure that this doesn't happen again, if we can get rid of this?
I want
to
know. Yes.
I know
yes, I did. We want to know.
Because I thought I was healthy.
I wanted to know. What? Every day that you get up and nothing is wrong, oh, my gosh, you're so excited. At least I am because of what I know today. I know I did something right yesterday and the day
and the
before. Because what you eat 2 days from now,
you didn't make the same mistakes you have been making in the past.
Because I woke up and I don't have any. I can walk up down the stairs without feeling dizzy. I can do all that, and I can honestly
say, ladies and gentlemen,
that if it wasn't for the knowledge that I got at the American School of Symptometry, I am now 60 years old. Not afraid to say, so happy.
Well,
I am 60 years old now, and I do not take any pharmaceutical drugs.
No pharmaceutical drugs at all. That is amazing.
None.
Excellent.
I can say that. I am not taking any.
And we both can say that. We don't take any of those things.
Any.
No.
I'm 60. I've lived in this world 60. How many people are on medication at 60?
Too many people on medication. They expect you to be on medication at that age.
Yes.
And if you're not taking any, Miss Yvette,
you don't.
If you're not taking any, they're going to try to shove some down your throat anyway.
Oh, yeah. Just to say something, because you got to have something.
You got to have something
wrong
with
you. No way you can have nothing. Yeah, it's no way that your test results are coming out in the range. There's no way that's possible. This is what symptometry brings to us.
Absolutely.
All the people who want to partake in symptometry, that when we go to the doctor, our test is, if it's not in normal range, it's going to get there. You see it climbing to normal range.
You know what to work on.
You
know what to work on and how to work on it.
You know what to work on. Exactly. And why not come to the therapeutics that will not cause additional harm to yourself? Our therapeutic does not cause additional harm to your cells, is where your cells have to reject it, which is called, in medical field, side effects.
Yes, side effects.
Your cells that's rejecting tend to reject poison because that ain't what they were made of. If they are sick, they're not made of poisons to be treated by. They want nutrients and resources.
That's it. Those two things.
Symptometry brings. That's all they want. Nutrients and resources. Resources are going to clean them up.
Exactly.
And we're going to give it the nutrients that they meant to have that they were deprived of. For so many years is why you got this symptom. You know, you can overcome any abnormality that the cells have. From tumors to cancers to swelling, we can overcome.
Inflammation
can help the body overcome all that.
All of it.
Because they're thinking, this is abnormal. This is not the normal way things are supposed to happen in the body. So if anything stops that abnormality, they're wondering what's going on. Like, why? So now they're looking for help from us to give it the right things to heal, not things that's going to poison them. So they can reject it. See, so that's what you have to pay attention to when you're paying attention to your body. We're now teaching you to pay attention to your body because you're in charge of this body.
Absolutely.
Not this body, but you, not the doctors, not their medications, you. It's
start at home by giving maintenance to your body every chance you get. I take a particular every day.
Every day.
Because there's harm every time we step outside. We're being attacked by our bodies.
Absolutely.
Bugs, mosquitoes, poisons, insecticides, air we breathe.
Fungus,
we're getting
everywhere.
Poisoned.
Mold, everywhere.
Everywhere. We're getting poisoned by everything, so I want to make sure I'm protected. I'm taking a particulate every day, even if it's just extra enzymes to eat up everything that I was exposed
exactly.
to that day. That's why I'm taking mine. Okay, I'm not playing around with my
Me
health.
Me either.
I'm not
I'm
playing
not
around.
Taking any chances. I want to produce
I
all the
like
enzymes possible.
Yes. It's not fun being sick. Can any of you guys say it's fun being sick? If
you
can't
smile when you're sick.
Press one.
Can't do it. You can't laugh
press
when
one.
You're sick.
Press one. Press one. If anybody
if anyone happy when you're sick, press one on your phone.
Press one. Anyone wants
and we don't
help
see any hand raised. No sick. Hand or raising.
Okay.
Nobody will raise
help.
Their hand. You can't
what?
Be happy when you're sick. Impossible.
Impossible. But press one if you need help. Because centometry has you. We have
Absolutely.
What you need to overcome any kind of abnormality you have in your body. If it's sickle cell, if it's high blood pressure, if it's heart disease, if it's achy joints, you can't walk up the stairs no more, you walk with a limp.
And you just had a stroke, you have all these problems from a stroke. Those things can be reversed. You don't have to live with your arm going in the wrong direction and people supporting you and having to walk with a cane. Our body can be rebuilt from the ground up if the person
by
really wants to.
By our own cells. By our
yes.
own cells now. By our own cells. We just give ourselves the products so they can clean them up, so they can do their job.
Absolutely.
That's all.
They can do everything, Miss Yvette. Our cells are capable of doing everything for us.
Everything. Everything. It's amazing. It was amazing. My mouth was open the whole class. Like, <"What?">
Every class.
This news is like remarkable. Like, I can't believe I didn't discover you years ago.
Exactly.
Years ago.
Absolutely. You wouldn't have been making those mistakes.
Nope. But now I'm correcting my mistakes, so I'm not on pharmaceutical drugs. Because I've corrected my mistakes. But I would tell you I'm going to be taking
deal.
A particulate every day. Yes. That's a
that's
big,
a big deal,
deal. A huge deal.
A big deal.
At my age. Yes. Huge at my age. Huge. So age is just a number when it comes to sickness. People say, oh, well, get ready to save all your money because when you retire, it's going to all be gone in the hospital. Wait, what? I didn't like that.
Me either.
What? It's got to be a way to prevent this. Got to be. You're not getting my life savings of working hard.
And
passing
it on to somebody else.
Nothing.
Even your family
and
don't get
put
it.
Put it in their pockets. Yeah.
Exactly.
No. No. And they make us fearful of cancer. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, just because you hear that word doesn't mean you're going to die.
Right.
Okay?
There's no death sentence.
Cancer is just the last result of the body saying, take care of me. Cancer won't spread unless you open it up.
Exactly.
Centometry has a particulate that will maintain this cancer until our own T cells eat them up.
Remove it. Remove it.
Eat them up. Who has that? Nobody. But when you go there and you get these biopsies, you get these operations, you spread the cancer. But centometry got you. We'll put it back in one place or wherever where it won't spread no more, and we're going to give you extra particulates and molecules to hurry up and get them T cells to going so they can attack it.
Exactly.
So sometimes it's the treatment that kills, not sometimes it's treatment, but sometimes it's the treatment that kills a person. It's not the cancer.
Exactly. Most times that's what it is, Miss Yvette, the treatment option they choose.
So be aware. Don't be afraid of that. I'll be like, 6-7-0-8-6-9-1. Why? Because this is the only option. The only option we have to survive healthy, to overcome anything health-wise.
Absolutely.
On this planet. Symptometry has got you. But you have to be willing to do it. I mean, we can't come drag you by the pants in here. We can't do that. You have to be willing to change. You have to have a mindset like I did. Like, what? You ain't taking all my money. And why are you
thinking right.
You're not? Got to be a reason. Got to be a reason. So I wanted to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's always hope. Don't ever
That's right.
be hopeless in this world. Don't ever be hopeless, because we're spreading the word. We're going to be a specialist to the medical doctors soon. We're going to refer you to symptometry. Like they refer you to kidney doctors and lung doctors. They're going to refer you to symptometry, cells cleaned up. That's how it's going to be one day. But you get a jump start. Why wait? Why be sick now? Because we can't control our appetite? I know it's hard, but
it could be done.
Like
you need the discipline to do it.
It can be done. We just have to, you know, change the way we cook certain foods, change certain sugars that we use, change certain salts that we use. Don't eat certain things. And I'm going to tell you guys just this one tip, okay? French fries is the worst carcinogen you can eat.
That's right. They're everywhere, sold everywhere.
And we're constantly feeding our kids McDonald's. Wendy's. Wings it is with fries. Everything we
exactly.
get fries. So that's the number one causing carcinogen is French fries. But if you make it at home scientifically, your kids can enjoy French fries again.
Yes.
They can enjoy French fries. They just got to know how to cook the potatoes. But I'm going to cook it at home because I know that I'm cooking it scientifically. I don't know what kind of
exactly.
oil they're using or what kind of fries they could be using, frozen fries. I don't know what kind of fries they're using. But I know
you don't
I
know
use small yellow potatoes. Right. I know I would use small yellow potatoes. I would soak them in saline solution. I would cut them up, and I would cook them scientifically on a double burner method. I will cut them into fries, and I will cook them so they can be safe for the human cells.
Yeah.
Safe. Not exposed to any poisons. So the key, ladies and gentlemen, is to know how to eat and live scientifically, how to clean out your body every season change or more. Or more. Some people need more. And I'm not afraid. Hey, I want more just so I can stay ahead of the game.
I know that's right.
I want to stay ahead of the game. Each year that I'm not on pharmaceuticals, I'm elated. Elated. This year came in, I'm like, oh, my God, I am still alive because of this world today. I am still alive.
And no drugs.
With no pharmaceutical drugs in my body. Exactly.
Exactly.
So if anybody has any questions that they want to ask about anything health-wise, anything food-wise, you know, like why is fries a carcinogen? And we're not hearing none of them questions. Come on. ask us some questions. We're here to help.
Absolutely. You have a question, press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic if you have a question. Everybody's quiet today.
They're fasting today, right?
They're complete out
that's
of energy.
That's a good thing.
They might be out of energy. See, that's what
but
we mean. It takes energy to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes energy to think. It takes energy to chew your food. It takes energy to swallow. Our body must have energy. It must always produce energy. And we get energy by eating food. We get sustainable energy. We have to eat the right food. If you eat the wrong food, then your body will be losing energy because it will be blocked. Those cells will be blocked from producing energy. This is how it's done. Mitochondrial energy. One of the cellular organelles, that's how we produce the mitochondrial energy. Without mitochondrial energy, we won't have electrical energy, won't have thermal energy, won't have magnetic energy, we won't have the other energy. And we cook with the wrong oil, then the mitochondria would be all filled with grease and grime and soot, just like our car would be. What the car is going to do, how fast the car going to crank up and go when it has grease and grime and soot on those spark plugs?
Not far.
Be spitting and hesitating and stalling. All these things are going to happen. Our body is going to be responding the same way if we cook with the wrong oil, if we consume saturated fat by eating nuts and seeds and all these, making these mistakes, cooking with coconut oil, olive oil, peanut oil, all the oils that's out there, people are using just because they'll sell them to you. You have to be able to select the right oil to cook. You have to select the right ones.
Yeah, but see, people don't ask questions. They just go
along
with
it. No, they don't. They just consume.
And that's it. They go along with it. They don't ask. They go, me, I was asking questions. That's how I found Syntomagy.
Exactly.
I needed more info. I needed more info than they was giving. I needed more. My brain was curious.
Exactly.
Because I didn't like the feeling of being sick. I didn't like that feeling.
I didn't like being sick.
Nothing. And then who wants to be in a hospital with all kind of germs and bacteria too?
Yeah, that's what all of them are at the hospital, all of the microbes there waiting for you.
Yeah, who wants to be? You better be glad you get out alive when you go to a hospital. Be glad you get out alive.
Exactly.
Because of the bacteria that's in there. Okay? Because of the bacteria.
Yes.
So try to stay healthy at home. So you only can go to the doctor's visits for a blood report every year or whenever you take them for whatever condition you have. You know? At least you'll see by using Syntomagy, you'll see your numbers start to normalize, start to be within the normal range.
Absolutely.
But you have to make that choice. No one else but you. You know, so when you know something, you want to spread the word, and that's what we're doing. We're spreading the word because we know something. We know how to help you, your loved ones, the people who you love. You don't want to see them suffer. You want to get them help. And now we're here. If the doctors can't do
Absolutely.
It, we can do it. If they give up on
and
you,
you want to
we can do it.
Before it's too late, but they still have time. At the cellular level, it takes time for the cell to recover and start producing what's needed to remove the anomaly, to restore normalcy. It takes time. That's one thing. And it's the Almighty that gives us time.
Yeah.
We'll have no control over time.
Right. Not much time,
Within
2 to 6 months, you should see a tremendous change in your health within 2 to 6 months. Okay, 2, you're going to be like, ooh, goodness, I'm starting to feel good. By 6 months, oh, my goodness, I'm starting to feel great.
Because
okay?
I feel like another person.
And then,
a different person.
Yes, and then come on back. Every season change. Get themselves cleaned out. Get your lymphatic system cleaned out. Do some proactive preventive on your kidneys, on your lungs. Just like they tell you, oh, well, come get a breast exam
X-ray. Come get a prostate X-ray for preventive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have our own preventive too. We got enzymes.
Exactly. To prevent
everything. Okay. to clean out your liver, to prevent liver problems, joint problems, walking, limping. All that is the liver's clogged up. Why you can't move your fingers? Why you can't twist the bottle cap? It's because your liver is jammed a little bit. We need to
right.
clean it out with safe things like enzymes, not stuff that's going to poison them. That's the choice that you as an individual have to make. Do you want to poison yourself, or do you want to help yourself help you? That's your choice. Which one would you choose? I want my cells to help me.
That's what they're there for. I know that's right. That's why they're there, to help us. Keep us healthy.
To help us. Yeah.
It's always the mistake that we make. Yeah.
That's it. Our cells divide every day. From a baby, now it's dividing into a kid, a preteen, an adult, all the way up into old age. Our cells are dividing every day. And we change each division. Our cells and organs, our organs renew at different times. As long as we keep ourselves healthy, they can renew those. We can remove
Absolutely.
Bad oils
Everything
from your body.
Renew.
The bad oils from eating French fries, from eating double cheeseburgers. We can remove all that. We have plenty of
We got a hand raise. We got a hand raise. We want to go to that hand raise. I can miss our sister Amina again. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amina. You have a question or comment?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm back home. I just wanted to ask a question. This is an area that a lot of people forget about. And could you speak to, preventative, like foot care? You know, we always forget about our feet, and that needs to be nourished as well, because all the weight of our body is on it. We're moving and walking and on it every day. The foot care, you know, that's kind of like the last thing people see about, and blah, 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 blah. So could you speak to that? I was trying to hope that somebody would call. So since nobody called, I said, well, let me ask this question I've been wanting to ask for a while. Foot care.
Good.
And symptometry. And I'll hang up and listen.
That's an excellent question. Ms. Yvette, you want to share some information about foot care and what happened? So people have their toes cut off. They will have their whole foot cut off, amputated at some point in time. Why is this the case? What happened? How did they get gangrene?
Yeah, that's sad, right?
It is. It's all unnecessary.
Because of diabetes or something like that's created in your body. Basically, you know, our foot should not be giving us any problems, because our cells created our legs and our foot to hold us. Now, some of us may weigh 300-400 pounds, and then we're going to have too much weight on our foot, but we are made to sustain long periods of standing, running. So it's something that we're doing is where our feet are bothering us, because they shouldn't be bothering us. Okay? If it's turning purple or blue, we're not getting oxygen down there. Okay, we got to look at our heart, you know, for that. Gangrene, we got to look at funguses that got into our bodies. Okay, crusty stuff on the back of our heels. We got to look at some electrolytes, something that we're not getting. Okay, where our skin is so dry, I will put Vaseline down there. Not no chemicals. Put some Vaseline in a blue cap down there. Put some canola oil on your skin and Vaseline. Those are great. Vaseline has carbon 9. It helps move your skin out, rough the edges around your heel there. Okay, but I'm looking at my toes right now when she said that,
And I'm thankful and blessed that there's nothing wrong with them. They're not green. They're not blue. I got to maybe cut my toenails because they grow. But that's a sign of a good thing. Your nails are still growing. Okay, so to take care of our feet, again, they're not supposed to bother us. But if they do, we have to clean them out. Okay, we got too much debris down there if it's bothering you. Too much debris. People get heel spurs and things like that because too much debris and fell down there from the blood throwing things off. See, our blood circulates from head to toe. If there's congestion in a certain area, you got more congestion in that feet area, so you need to call symptometry and let them clear the congestion out. You take care of the outside of your skin, I mean of your feet with the Vaseline and the canola oil, okay, and let the particulates give you more moisture in your feet, clean out all the sludge that's in your feet so you can start walking normal, you know, maintaining your stability for 8 or 10 hours like it's meant to do. Okay, there were people back in the day walked around with no shoes on for hours. Now that, okay, your feet's going to hurt. You're not walking on it. But you got comfortable cushioned shoes and things like that, you should not have feet and ankle problems. Not at all. But you have a lot of sludge and congestion down there, which can be cleaned out by symptometry, and you'll be back to normal in no time. In no time.
That is excellent. Excellent advice, Miss Yvette. Excellent advice. All about blood circulating with speed. Blood circulating with speed. So if you have a problem, it means there's some blockages there. There's debris there. There's some concretion there that might need to be removed. And sometimes you have those, particularly the Hanumania product, they can remove those things so blood can get there. And don't go and see your toenails changing color, and then you don't do anything about it because that means that oxygen is being in short supply. If you're not careful, you have diabetes, you can have gangrene. You don't want that to happen because your doctor would not know how to get oxygen there, and their main suggestion would be to amputate your toes. Then since they don't know what else to do, then they'd be amputating the person's foot, then their leg, because it's not going to stop until they go to the source. Now, St. Thomas, you know how to go to the source to put oxygen, remove the concretion and the blockages, so the person would not have to lose a toe. This is very important, brother. So that was an excellent question. I need all my toes so I can, so you can be balanced when you're walking. Otherwise, you won't be balanced walking. You'll be walking funny. So we need the toes. The Almighty knew exactly how to create a perfect body, and that's what he did. He gifted us with a perfect body. You cannot improve upon it. And I want every part of it left inside of me and left on me. No application.
Now, I have
had
hair spurs. That's right. Now, I have had hair spurs before. I have. It was hurt when I get out the bed and can't even walk. That hurt, and it's painful. But I was treated with particulates to blast that the blockages and dissolve them. And now I'm walking normal. Okay, so our blood shoves concretion, sludge, everywhere in our body. And once it builds up over time, we're going to get a symptom.
Absolutely. Your body going to let you know you need to do some work in that area. That's what it means.
That's what it means.
So we did see another hand raise, but they look like they changed their mind. If you have a question, we got a couple minutes left. Please press 1 again, and we'll open your mic. Another hand raised right at the same time that Sister Amina pressed her 1. So if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic this time. We're sorry you ended up taking your hand down. Please press the 1, and we open your mic. We've got a few more minutes left if you have a question. We thank you so very much for joining us today.
Don't be shy.
We've got a couple more minutes.
This is help.
Ask your question.
This is your help you're dealing with. You know, don't be shy.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things to learn, to know, you know, about your health.
And that's why we have this program called Optimal Health. We have the ability, Ms. Yvette, we have the ability to fortify our body against diseases. Can you imagine? We don't have to have most diseases. We don't have to have them. We can fortify our body. Our cell will work for us, work on our behalf. They will produce enzymes to do everything for us to keep and protect us if we protect them. If we protect ourselves.
And if we do get a symptom, and if we do get a symptom, which we will because of the way the world is, we can reverse it real quick before it turns into a
real
disease.
Real quick. We know what
you
to do
know
about it.
Who to contact. And that's why we're here today. You got to know who to contact to get this reversed. Contact symptometry to get it reversed. You can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got 1 or 2 minutes left. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. Your question is very important to us. One for your comment.
Really fast. Wow.
So, Ms. Yvette, we certainly appreciate you joining us again today. It was excellent. So we hope our listener got something from our back and forth here today and from the information that Mrs. Rita shared about the heart. You know, it's important for all of our organs to be healthy and strong. If anything is weak in us, we need to strengthen it. If our heart is weak, your doctor do not really know how to strengthen it, and pharmaceutical drug will not strengthen the heart. If you don't do something to strengthen the heart, you're going to die from congested heart failure. That's just what happens. From a weak heart, you're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker.
Congested. They call it congested heart failure because it's congested.
Because
they can't remove the congestion. They can't remove
they don't know
the
how
congestion,
to do it.
Though.
Exactly.
They're for the pacemaker.
We can remove it.
We got the congestion. It's like, you know, we got it.
You got congested heart failure. Remove the congestion, then your heart will become stronger. Produce the 8 muscle protein, and you'll be just fine.
Just fine. It's gonna start pumping faster.
I hope that people are listening. So, Ms. Yvette, it's about time for us to get out of here. Make room for our next program. Time go by so fast. The next program that's coming right behind us on our heel is Maya Ali Kuliha with Imam Abdul Aziz. He's the Imam at Masjid Adam, the Center for Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. And their motto is, we are together under any and all circumstance. So please do not leave the network. Stay tuned to Imam Adam. And he's going to share even more information. I mean, stay tuned, Imam Abdul Aziz. He's going to share even more information with us. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a need for a certified symptometry health course, please give us a call at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. Please visit the website of the American School of Symptometry, not-for-profit, and that website is amsos.org. Please click on article. You'll see many articles posted there. Please do that for yourself, for your family, and for your associates to get them more information. Brother and sister, tomorrow on this program called The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth, join us with the host, Rashid Abdul Salam and Abdul Shahid, your certified symptometry health coach, by dialing into 714-816-4673. And we have our new Ramadan time. That time is from 5 p.m. Eastern time to 6 p.m. Eastern time. We changed our time to accommodate Ramadan. So please visit us. Also, on Saturday and Sunday morning, we have this program called The Morning Tylene. Please join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time by dialing free conference call, and that number is 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. And that's every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Brothers and sisters, we have really enjoyed sharing the information of Optimal Health with you today. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And we greet you with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you so very much, and thank you, Mr. Vet, for joining us today. Peace, everyone.
Thank you.
Walaikum assalam.
American Muslim 360 is proud to present the Thursday morning edition of A New Day for Al-Islam in America Radio with your host, Yusuf.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everyone. We want to begin by just asking all of you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin serpent Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and also Imam Khalifa Ramadan and their families, and of all believing men and believing women who have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we know, and the ones that we do not know, we ask Allah on their behalf. We petition him on their behalf in this, day of Ramadan to grant them proximity to the highest station in Jannah. And to that we say Ameen. And for all of those who are facing some trial or tribulation now, we ask Allah to expedite the ease for them and us, and to expedite all of the goodness in it which we are looking for, that we believe that we deserve. But we also ask Allah to increase us his goodness, increase us in our efforts to go forward righteously, so that we can be deserving of his mercy and his forgiveness and good fortune and all of those beautiful things that we say amen. As usual, dear brothers and sisters, we want to greet you with the greetings and then ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant and all of those names that we usually mention. Tonight we wanted to abbreviate it because we're about to break our fast here, and so we're going to play something that's going to go for a few minutes, and then we're going to come back to you, inshallah ta'ala, in effort to give you some good programming this night, inshallah ta'ala. That's what our intention is, dear brothers and sisters. So we're going to go off, and we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. And so whatever we're playing now, it's going to be just there, just so that we can just use that time for a second. But we're going to be right back to you, inshallah ta'ala.
His body, man, shame. Now, he used to be a pop of it. Last night, I put a girl about 20 on top of old man. I need him with a baby by eight months old, man. He had to be no more than 8 months. Nobody claimed that baby. Yeah, we call bodies on top bodies in Potterfield, man. This is Potterfield, man. I love working out here. Ain't nobody come around here crying at no funeral. Don't nobody care. So why should I?
Someone got a true story about a girl called Jane. Joe was a name. She had so much game. She used to give God the glory. Never once complained about the silly old man who could control his hand. And how she used to satisfy it. And how her mama would think that she was still lying. So she slipped away and said, this man's gonna pay. Turning every man into a victim. The girl knows how to shake out. Until a dreadful day, in the gutter she lay. A real life story. Everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, just turn a page. A real life story.
I'm gonna go get الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة
Alhamdulillah, we're back, inshallah. I really want to just greet everybody with the greetings again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The time on the show actually comes in right when it's time to break fast. And so we had to break from my grip, and we broke from my grip. Got a little water in me, you understand? And got some, maybe a couple of meatballs. What's that? Just got a couple of meatballs here that I'm going to try to deal with. Assalamu alaikum again. I'm sorry again, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to my I'm your host, Ibrahim Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live for American Islamic Broadcast Station, AM 360. Be with us for a second. As I mentioned earlier, during this time in Ramadan, we usually have a few minutes to do some other things, but it just so happened that we're breaking fast at the same time that the show starts. And because of that, outside. Yeah, right there. And because of that, dear brothers and sisters, it kind of interferes a little bit in the program. So I want to apologize to all the listeners that are on the line now and ask you to, you know, just bear with us, inshallah, for we are dealing with just some circumstantial stuff because of the month of Ramadan. We thank you all for your patience.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ni'mat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, we're back. And praise be to Allah. We want to thank all of you for listening in. And we wanted to, tonight, we wanted to ask our listeners to contribute to our fundraising efforts here during the month of Ramadan. And so tonight we would like to get as many of you to donate. Our goal tonight, I think, is $250. And so we're also offering copies of Master Bilal for those who donate $25 or more. We will send you a copy of the book. And for those of us who have already donated before, you know how to donate to CWSC AM 360, and you go to cwsc.us, and you can donate, inshallah, to Allah. So we're asking that we turn up our efforts in terms of our donations because of the efforts that we make in other areas in our community. And so we're only asking for a modest amount of $250 this evening. And so maybe we can get 10 people to donate $25. Each one of you will be receiving a copy of Master Bilal that I authored. And we'll be looking for other items to give away to the community as a show of our appreciation. Of course, you're giving it fi sabilillah, but we like to give you something in return, inshallah ta'ala, for your support. Osei. So press one on your phone, dear brothers and sisters. Comments or any questions, may Allah continue to bless us. And to that we say, Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, College Scholarship Program, Teams working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Well, what up, Elton Bruno? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, and you're listening to Ma'iyah Al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. All right, you all right?
Yeah, I just need to
turn
my leg up.
All right, may Allah reward you, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah. And so while we're here, I want to ask all of you, if you don't mind sharing with us, how's your Ramadan going? Press one on your phone. Let us know. How's your Ramadan? How's it going? Is it a happy one? Are you struggling? Is it easy? You're still trying to catch up. How's your life? We asked that question because after 8 days, 7 days, a week, you see some changes in things. You start getting into a routine. Okay? And so how is your Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters? How is it going? Is it going like you planned it? Is it going according to schedule? Are you trying to make up? Whatever it is, dear brothers and sisters, know for sure that if there is some things that you may lack, you have some time to fix it before the month is over. But the month is not waiting for anyone.
So be mindful of that, dear brothers and sisters, that the month of Ramadan, although it's here, it's moving fast, and it's not trying to wait on us, okay? It's not trying to wait on us, so we got to get it in as much as possible, do the best we can. May Allah help us. To that we say, Ameen. So while we're here, dear brothers and sisters, in the blessed month of Ramadan, we want to know if we can raise some money for our station. And our telethon is our fundraising efforts during the month of Ramadan is something that we want to pay a little more attention to, inshallah ta'ala. If we can get the community become active in an effort to solidify our support for one another, puts us in a good position. The position that we need to be in is one that makes us self-sufficient and that we are a community supported, that we're listener supported, that we are membership supported. Whatever it is, dear brothers and sisters, we want to be in that position where we become the forerunner in how to support one another. So whatever you do, dear brothers and sisters, be mindful that we appreciate it. Allah will bless you. You will continue to get improved programming, and we'll continue giving you our best effort, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless you all. To that we say, Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and you're listening to Ma'iyya ala Kulli Hal. And indeed, dear brothers and sisters, we're back, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of you with a wonderful, progressive, joyful, and successful fast of Ramadan. And we say Ameen to that, dear brothers and sisters, in hopes that we will send, you know, our best wishes to you and your family. And we also ask you to be generous in your efforts to support us so that we can continue our efforts and continue making the improvements on our broadcasting. And we are grateful that you have been with us this long. And so in the effort to show appreciation for your support, we'd like to give you, for those of our donors who are donating $25 or more, we'd like for them to have a copy of Master Bilal. And as you indicate. In your efforts to support us, that you're sending for that, we will indeed send a copy of the book for that reported donation.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
So we thank you again, dear brothers and sisters, and we are closing in on our final minutes of the show. We got about 20 minutes or so left before the show is over. We want you to chime in. Press one on your phone, dear brothers and sisters. Feel free to ask a question, make a comment, or even make a pledge. Whatever you do, dear brothers and sisters, we really want to hear from you. May Allah continue to bless all of us to that which shall be.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the Intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC, Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, we just want you to know that we are very appreciative. And so we'll say again, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah for all of you. And press one on your phone, dear brothers and sisters, and tell us how your Ramadan is going, how your fast is going. Share that with us. We'd like to hear. Mine's just going pretty decent. You know, Alhamdulillah, there are a lot of things that you know, when Ramadan comes, we usually we try to narrow things down, and then we realize that we have a lot of things, at least according to how my schedule is. It really comes down to whatever it is I can do, whatever I can get out of the day. Because it's compounding things, and it's things coming from different areas and directions and so on and so forth. So there are incidental things that just pop up, you know. And we have to give them some attention, those things some attention. But for the most part, dear brothers and sisters, it's been going pretty good. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the direction that it has been going in. We are praying Allah that He increases us in goodness and that He helps us remember Him and show gratitude to Him and worship him in the best way. And to that we say, I mean, please, dear brothers and sisters, press one on your phone. Let your brother hear from you. Let us hear how you're doing. You know, we said it before that our effort here is to find some good somewhere and do it. And that what is CWSC has been about for quite some time now. It's been about finding some good somewhere and doing it. And so in the spirit of that, in the spirit of the founder, in the spirit of the people who have come before us, you know, their effort was about helping the community improve and do some things. We, for some reason, in this day and time, forget. And I'm saying we because it may not be you or me necessarily, but we as a group have not put that effort in that we should put in, at least as an ode to those who came before us who put that effort in. And so at a bare minimum, we're being given this duty, and the duty that we've been given it was tempered by people who have been dedicated, people who had spent their time and effort, spent their youth on the mission. And so as a means to honor that show, we'd like to say to all of us that we need to do a little bit more. And that's in an effort to help our young people, to honor our seniors, to secure our communities, dear brothers and sisters. Be mindful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us in the Quran that fasting is prescribed for us the same way it was prescribed for those who came before us, so that we may develop self-restraint. This fasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about is a shield for us, not only here, but in the hereafter. But we need to develop ourselves here, develop our shield here, to help ourselves here. To help ourselves here. And so, in an effort, dear brothers and sisters, to make good on what Allah has blessed us with, we're asking those who are able to do so to continue their support, to loan your finances to our station, to continue taking the chance with us. And so when we talk in terms of this chance being taken with us, we're talking about the same chance that was taken by those who came before us, who couldn't see 2024 and what it would look like for us as a community. And in this time, even though we have our struggles, we have so much. And we have a history of doing so much with so little. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time to bless us to remember him and to show gratitude to him and worship him in the best way, but to also accept our fast of the month of Ramadan. And to that we say, Amen.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South,
number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and you're listening to my Iyah Ala Kulihal. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz, and we are on our eighth night of Ramadan. And we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we will be establishing Salatul Isha and Salatul Tarawih. Hopefully you guys will be able to hear it if you want to listen. But for the most part, dear brothers and sisters, this has been a very good month. Despite the challenges. And so we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even be a part of it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us. Somebody press one of the phones. Let us know how you're feeling. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaborative. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC, Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Are you doing it, man?
So,
you got work tomorrow?
Is that work? Nah, I got a long day tomorrow. I got to go down to
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaborative. Please visit us online
to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back there, brothers and sisters. You're listening to my Ya'al and Kuy Ha'al and your host, Imam Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. And thank you again for tuning in with us and bearing with us. And we've been playing the PSA with regards to the Ramadan telethon. And we want you to know that we really appreciate all of your continued support and the gratitude that we have for all of you and your support can never, ever, ever be understated. And we can never thank you enough, because we are very appreciative. And so you have our prayers, and we ask of all of you to just be mindful of the fact that it is in the blessed month of Ramadan that you are being asked to help increase upon a good deed. And whatever you do, dear brothers and sisters, it will act as a means to increasing barakah for you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be measured on your scale. So thank you again. May Allah help us. To that we say Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلى الذين آمنوا والعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Assalamu alaikum and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows. The American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, The Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Team